Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhamper Bioorganics Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agrawal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhamper Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Sandeep Sharma, COO, Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO, Mr. Mukul Sharma, COS, and Ms. Sonika Malhotra, Senior Manager, Accounts and Finance. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Yeah. Thank you, Navin. I'll be starting the first section of our con call today. Followed that, our MD, Mr. Gautam, will be taking over the proceedings of the call, please. Yeah. Thank you, Navin. Thank you, everyone, and namaskar and warm welcome to Q3 and nine months FY23 Dhamper Bioorganics Limited earnings conference call today. The first section of our call will give a snapshot of key highlights of this quarter. The second section will contain a brief outline of our understanding of the macro environment, its possible impact on our business by our Managing Director, Mr. Gautam Goyal. After which, we'll be glad to answer any queries you may have. Key highlights of this quarter, Q3 FY23, is that our revenue increased by 100% from rupees 347.6 crore to rupees 696.1 crore. PBT for Q3 FY23 stood at 20.2 crores against rupees 24.6 crore in the same period last year. Profit after tax stood at rupees 14.9 crore against 17.9 crores in the same period last year. You would witness the margin in this quarter are not commensurate with the increase in revenue. Out of total revenue, sugar segments reported revenue of rupees 565.92 crores, which accounts for 69% of the total revenue as compared to 87% of the same revenue last year. EBIT in this segment stood at 24.59 crores in Q3 FY23 as compared to rupees 29.08 crores in Q3 FY22. Our sugar average realization for Q3 FY23 stood at rupees 37.51 per kg against rupees 37.56 per kg in the corresponding period last year. Sugar sales in this quarter stood at 1.08 lakh tons against 0.69 lakh tons in the December quarter last year. During this quarter, we sold 0.5 lakh tons of sugar of last season, which were valued at 35.2 per kg. Rest of the sugar sold in this quarter of 0.54 lakh tons includes exports of 0.11 lakh tons. Our inventory as on 31st December stood at 0.96 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 35.97 per kg. Our inventory as on 31st December stood at 1.49 lakh tons, which was valued at 32.93 per kg. In Q3 FY23, our revenue from distillery segment stood at 250.25 crores as against the 49.85 crores in Q3 FY22. Ethanol revenue increased significantly as compared to December quarter last year on account of country liquor sale of rupees 114 crores in this quarter. Coupled with increased quantity of ethanol sold in this quarter. EBIT in this quarter increased from 6.88 crores last year to 21.51 crores this year. We sold 25.63 lakh bulk liters of ethanol at an average realization of 58.8 per bulk liter in this quarter, out of 162.43 lakh bulk liters of ethanol was derived out of syrup. We supplied 70.5 lakh liters of ethanol derived out of B-heavy molasses and 17.7 lakh bulk liters of ENA, which was derived out of C-heavy. Lastly, in this quarter, we had supplied 93.55 lakh liters of ethanol at an average realization of 48.9 per bulk liter, out of which 72.45 lakh bulk liter was derived out of B-heavy and 21.1 lakh bulk liters ENA was derived out of C-heavy molasses. A substantial increase in revenue in biofuel segment from 49.85 crores to 250 crores is mainly on account of country liquor sale happened in this quarter, which was not there in last quarter, and because of the higher ethanol sale in this quarter. We sold 483,393 cases of country liquor in this quarter at an average realization of 248.22 per case. This is net of excise duty. Our margins in Q3 FY23 declined as compared to margin in Q3 F22, mainly on account of lower sugar recovery, reasons of which would be taken up by our MD, Mr. Gautam Goyal, and also due to higher turnover of country liquor, 114 crores, with meager margin of 1.545 crores. As most of the revenue from country liquor comprises of state excise duty. Profit before tax in Q3 FY23 stood at 20.18 crores against PBT of 24.61 crores for the corresponding period last year. Profit after tax in this quarter stood at 14.97 crores against 17.92 crores in the same quarter last year. We generated 10.53 crores units in Q3 FY23 against 9.73 crores units in the same period last year. We exported 4.96 crore units at an average realization of 3.3 per unit in this quarter as compared to 4.08 crore units at an average realization of 3.18 in the same period last year. Our interest cost increased to 4.87 crores as against 2.9 crores in the same quarter last year. Higher interest is on account of higher utilization of working capital because of higher cane crush in this quarter as compared to last year and availment of fresh term loan of 129 crores for the capex undertaken by the company during this year. During this quarter, under review, in terms of Ind AS 108 operating segment, sugar and biofuel and spirit have been identified as operating segments pertaining to group's operational and segmental information, including for the previous periods, have been accordingly been compiled and restated and disclosed in the results. We made repayment of 14.94 crores of long-term loans during this quarter. Our long-term loans stood at rupees 249.53 crores as on 31st December 22. Working capital as on 31st December 22 stood at 307 crores vis-a-vis 285 crores as on 31st December 21. Long-term and short-term ratings of our company continues to be assigned at A+ with outlook stable by CARE. So these were the broad numbers. I would request our Managing Director, Mr. Gautam Goyal, to share his perspective on the industry and performance of the company in this quarter. Over to you, Gautam.
Great. Thank you, Nalin, and thank you, Naveen, and a very warm welcome to all of you. As as discussed, the key root cause of the decline in margin in this quarter is the lower sugar recovery in two of our plants. The lower recovery in our region is mainly on account of weather and severe insect pest infestation like top borer. We are taking these issues very seriously and are taking all necessary steps for eradication of this disease and pest like the borers. This continues to be a key focus area. And along with this, our cane development activities, we are looking to quickly and, you know, at the earliest possible replace some of the existing 238 areas to newer high sugar varieties. We as management are viewing the cane development activities as our principal focus areas going forward. As you all are aware, the Government of India released an export quota of 6 million tons under the NAEQ scheme. This was allocated for exports in the first phase. The company's export quota amounted to 0.76 lakh tons, and we will be exporting 100% of this quota. The company has successfully commissioned 700 tons per day of pharma-grade sugar manufacturing facility in our Asmoli unit. We have exported 0.11 lakh tons of sugar in this quarter, and the balance quota is expected to be exported in Q4, and maybe some spillover could be there in Q1, 24. Our distillery plant is running efficiently with syrup derived from, derived ethanol being produced in its distillery facility. Within 5 months of commencement, commencement of our CL business, we are part of the top 10 country liquor suppliers in the state. As mentioned earlier, Government of India permitted 6 million tons of export under the NAEQ scheme. Out of this, 5.6 million tons of sugar is already contracted for export and balance expected to be contracted within the timelines imposed in the policy. India contracted for approximately 2 million tons of raw sugar, ranging from 90 points premium to up to 150 points premium. This year, we saw a record 8.8 million tons of contract for refined sugar, which shows the change in mindset of the mills to invest in quality sugar production. Balance 3.2 million tons of sugar is expected to quality white sugar. ISMA, as per this last report, ISMA has projected a 36.5 million tons of sugar production. However, various trade agencies are now forecasting this trend downwards on account of lower recoveries and yields in Maharashtra and Karnataka. As per some estimates, Maharashtra is expected to drop in the region of 1 to 1.5 million tons and Karnataka by about 0.5 million tons. We expect UP to remain largely unchanged. As per these recent trade estimates, the Indian production could fall by about 1.5 to 2 million tons from the estimates of 36.5 million tons. Domestic sugar prices remain stable, even though they have declined a little bit at the start of the season. But we, on account of a lower sugar production, we do expect the prices to remain stable to firm in the months going forward. On the global sugar front, 2022-23 global surplus of 4 million tons, erstwhile projections of 4 million tons, could drop on account of reduction in Indian crop. This reduction in Indian sugar production could make the sugar balance sheet a little tighter. Brazil's estimates continue to remain at 590 to 600 million tons as compared to 542 million tons. Sugar production in Brazil is expected to be in the region of 38 to 38.5 million tons, up from 5 million tons from the previous years. Ethanol parities today stood at 15.4 cents for hydrous and 16.9 cents for anhydrous in Brazil versus sugar prices of 19.7 cents, which would favor higher production of sugar, and Brazil is expected to max out its sugar production in this year. Thai sugar production is up about 11% over last year. Sugar production as of January 11th was 2.5 million tons or 281.04 lakh tons above last year. The latest numbers as of January 15th were 3.35 million tons. The 21-22 Thai crop, according to USDA, was 94.17 million tons, as compared to the latest estimate, Thailand expects a crop of 105 million metric tons. This would be an 11.5% increase. So far, the sugar production is up about 11%. The current consensus for Thailand is about 11.74 million metric tons, which is about 15% above last year. The Thai sugar would flow to Indonesia as they open up their import tender for 2023. Given the geographical proximity, this should undercut Brazilian sugar, though freight continues to fall, especially for containers. EU sugar production estimates continue to fall. The latest EC Commission estimates the EU sugar production has fallen to 15 million metric tons, a further decline of 500,000 tons from the last estimate, and down ethanol estimates. The ethanol requirement published by OMCs for the supply, the ethanol requirements published by the OMC for supply of 2023 is basis 12% blending across the country. The industry has responded enthusiastically and is positive, and it is a positive sign for all of us. Based on the government's own ethanol roadmap, in the coming days, we expect a further push on policy matters to make ethanol an even more attractive option for sugar manufacturers and encourage OMCs to put in place an infrastructure capable of handling larger volumes. Additionally, policy tweaks in the auto sector, such as measures which encourage higher blending percentages and introduction of flex fuel engines that can run 100% ethanol, will incentivize ethanol production, which in turn will iron out some of the inconsistencies between expectations and ground realities. In order to accelerate the introduction of flex fuel vehicles, a production-linked incentive scheme has been included in has included automobile and auto components of flex fuel engines. Various auto companies like TVS Motor and Bajaj Auto have already started producing flex fuel engines for their two and three wheeler segments. The government has notified the standards for E85, E90 and E95 engines, depending on the percentage of petrol as against the percentage of ethanol mix. True Alt Energy is setting up country's first flex fuel, is setting up country's first flex fuel station in Karnataka's Jamkhandi district. It will dispense ethanol blends and CNG amongst other fuels. The plan is to set up initially 21 such stations in the state and reach 250 across the country within 5 years. E20 ethanol could be coming to a petrol pump near you, particularly in metropolitan areas, sooner than expected. This is precisely why large manufacturers like Maruti Suzuki have said that all cars they sell will be E20 compliant.
As I was saying, the various state governments are also coming up with their ethanol policies to boost ethanol production. Excuse me. To encourage the efforts of blending of fuel, the government has introduced additional differential excise duty of 2 rupees per litre from 1st of November 2022 for unblended petrol in the retail sales. We believe this additional duty will push oil companies to procure more ethanol for mixing in petrol and arrange for logistics for transport. For transporting to deficient areas. We would now thank you very much for the brief overview. We would now like to invite questions and queries from our participants. Over to you, Nalin. Over to you, Naveen. Sorry.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The The first question is from the line of Aman Santhalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Manji.
Mr. Aman Santhalia, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Aman Santhalia, your line is unmuted. May we request you to please unmute yourself if muted from your handset. As there is no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I had a couple of questions. Firstly, sir, some clarifications from the company. I wanted to understand our ethanol capacity currently. How much is it, and if you could differentiate between the routes?
Sorry, if you could, Naveenji, if you could, Nitinji, if you could please repeat the question. Ethanol, we missed you after ethanol capacities.
Yeah, yeah, the current ethanol capacity of the company on different routes.
Okay. So would you like to ask all your questions and we can answer them then, or is this the only question that you have?
No, we can have one by one, because I mean the questions have vary on the subject is different of each and every question, so I think we'll go question by question.
So we have currently our ethanol capacities as mandated, as approved by the government, are 250 kiloliters per day on sea and 312.5 kiloliters per day on B, molasses and syrup. We are currently only using syrup as a raw material, and we expect in the off-season to only use B-heavy molasses. So we expect our overall capacity to be 312.5 KLPD. Out of this, we supply ethanol, and some of the capacity is earmarked to make levy, to make ENA for our country liquor segment to fulfill our levy obligation.
Noted, sir. Since the second question would be on the liquor business, we have substantial amount of capacity there, as I can see in the presentation. Why are we doing this business? Are we doing this business to fulfill our obligation to the state? There is in the certain excise policy that all sugar companies have to comply with within the state of Uttar Pradesh? Or are we also looking at this, you know, where it can profitably contribute to our bottom line?
Well, no, we obviously wanted to contribute to our bottom line. That's a given. But the principal objective here is to take care of the levy obligation. It's obviously more it's more viable to supply country liquor directly as compared to selling the levy molasses. And we hope our margins will continue to remain stable in the country liquor business as we are able to establish ourselves more firmly.
But currently, like you said, you're making around 1 or 2% EBITDA, right, in that segment?
So see, basically, as you understood, Nitinji, the biggest element of the top line in country liquor is the excise duty. I mean, 90% is excise duty. So out of the 10% of the real transfer of goods, the real value of the goods, we are making about 10% of that is EBITDA. As we establish ourselves firmly for our, you know, quantities and our markets, so we hope this margin could increase. This margin could increase a little bit, but it obviously will not be commensurate to its top line, because which is mainly on account of excise duty.
Let's leave the excise duty apart. Like, if we remove the excise duty, on the net realization, what would be your margins?
Alan, do you want to answer that?
Nitiji, as Gautam mentioned, like, this is our loss curbing exercise on the ethanol front. Now, margins out of on the net realization are to the tune of 8 to 9%. Means out of net realization per crore, we earned 1.45 crores of margin in this quarter.
12%, okay.
So, which is around 12%, more than 10%.
More than 10%, okay. So, the current capacity that you have for country liquor, that is, if I'm not wrong, more than what you require for meeting the state obligation.
Not really. The current capacity is only for meeting our own obligation. And we don't, okay, in the near future, okay, we don't see ourselves going beyond that.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, great, sir. That's good. Thank you for clarifying that. Sir, the next thing I wanted to ask you about was the ethanol repricing. Do you think anything is coming from the government side to encourage more blending? Because I believe the tender is already out for the next ethanol supply year, and that's already at 10 point something, which is not even the capacity of that much magnitude is not available in India for 10 billion liters. So do you see them doing some repricing to be for ethanol?
Well, to be honest, you know, there are various discussions which are going on. I think they could come out with some other various incentives, you know, that there is a talk of giving them some incentives to maximize ethanol, whether from sugar, whether from grain. Whether this could result in repricing or whether this could be some sort of, you know, encouraging people to produce more, I'm not too sure. I mean, let's say I'm not really hopeful that there would be a new pricing coming out for the current year. But yes, there could be some sort of, you know, small incentives here or there, like they gave last year for, you know, some sort of a... In Q2, Q3, they gave a 2 rupee incentive for people who would supply the 100% quantities. So government is definitely moving very fast. Sugar industry too is keeping pace. Grain capacities are coming up. But to answer your question, I'm not too hopeful of a substantial or an increase in price at this moment.
Understood. So last question from my side.
May we request you to please rejoin the queue? We have participants waiting for the turn.
Definitely. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshaya Thakur from Pico Capital. Please go ahead.
Very good evening to everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is pertaining to the liquor business. So you mentioned that the sales amounted to around 114 crores and average realization was 248 rupees. So can I know the number of cases sold for this quarter?
Yeah, so Akshat, we sold 4.83 lakh cases this year.
This quarter.
And this 248 realization per case is the net contribution, net of excise per case.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that will be all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Srimankar from HT Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question was on the sugarcane yields. You know, it's been low this season. So what is the reason for that, and, you know, what are the steps being taken to improve, and when can we expect any improvement?
Aditya, the reason for decrease in sugarcane yields, this will be a more a region-specific, you know. So I presume you're talking about the state of Uttar Pradesh, or are you talking about India as a whole?
The industry as a whole.
So see, the principal reduction in the yield, which will make a materialistic impact in the balance sheet for the country, is in Karnataka and Maharashtra. Now, it's a combination of, you know, agricultural factors, rainfall. Also, they had an extended season last year that could have caused a reduction in yield. Now, in North India, we are finding that the reduction in the yields of ratoons are not uniform across the states. There is some parts where the drop is a little bit more, which too is predominantly on account of weather. And we are severely affected in two of our units on account of massive pest infestation, the top borer infestation.
The what infestation?
There is an insect pest called top borer, which has infested, which has had a severe infestation in two of our units. So that is potentially, you know, that has decreased the yields of our ratoon crop. But yes, we have made up some of the reduction in the decrease by higher drawal rates. Because of steady crushing and other farmer sort of outreach methods. So we don't anticipate a greater and any substantial drop in our overall sugarcane production crushing this year. The recovery definitely has taken a beating this year for us.
Okay. So how do we, you know, kind of combat this infestation, and, you know,
yeah,
has it been better in this current quarter?
So this infestation is basically has to be combated at the right time. We have been working, you know, from last year itself, we have been doing continuous effort, which were spraying of pesticide, using drones, using other tools. And this work continues to happen. We are quite hopeful to be able to keep it in control and possibly close to eradicate it in the current 1 or 2 years. Along with that, we are making lot of efforts to do a varietal replacement that is going on at full stream ahead. You know, we are making a lot of time, effort, energy and resources are being put into replacement of varieties which will be more pest resistant. We hope to see the impact of that in the coming years.
Okay, so the profit before interest and tax margin is about 4%, which has, it's a 60% drop quarter on quarter. So is that, what can we expect going forward in terms of PBIT margins?
So see, I won't be able to give you specific numbers, but I can definitely tell you that, this first quarter was, the first Q3 was the lowest sugar recovery period.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing an uptick in the sugar recovery, so this should definitely reduce the cost of production. As we also mentioned in our opening remarks, we hope to, we had a 0.76 lakh tons of export quota for ourselves. We've only exported about 0.1 lakh tons of export of the sugar. So the balance sugar has to be exported in this quarter. Maybe there'll be some spillover in Q1, 24. But I think we presume to export, so that will also have a positive impact in the overall realization.
Okay. So can we see this going back to, closer to 9-10%?
Well, this won't be prudent for me, Aditya, to give you any projections going forward. I would suggest you can do your own working and calculation.
Okay.
We are definitely more hopeful than we are definitely hopeful for a better quarter going forward.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ambar Taneja from Geomatrix. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I had a slightly longer term question. It seems to me that the state government has taken some quite unfriendly steps in the last 6 months or so. First, there was a one-off for the wages that you guys had to pay in the last quarter. Then last quarter, we understood that the amount of molasses that has to be given to country liquor went from 18% to 20%. And then right now in the DCM Shriram call, we were made aware of another tax that the government has put on self-use of molasses. So firstly, I wanted to confirm that is this tax a new thing? Is 20 rupees per quintal?
Yes, so this tax
charge on captive consumption of molasses?
Yeah. So this is a regulatory fee which the state government has imposed on the supply of molasses. Even this is applicable on the captive consumption also.
This is
not for imposing. Okay. This is running for last 1 year.
So yes, this is a new tax.
This tax got imposed sometime last year.
Last year, yeah.
This tax is under litigation. I mean, going forward, we do hope that we will see some relief. But you are right that some of the measures have not been the most sort of friendly towards the sugar industry. I mean, you can't argue with that. But again, there have been some measures which have been really proactive and friendly to the industry. There have been some measures which, as an industry, we are not happy with them. But we are based out of UP and we have to learn how to navigate all these, the positives, and we have to take advantage of the positives and navigate the negatives.
So actually, I'm not arguing with that. My question is, is it still at 20% for country liquor, permanently up from 18 to 20?
So, this is a little bit more complex. What we could do is we can share with you on email separately if you give your email ID. There is a difference, even though they are saying 20%, but the way to calculate that 20% has been amended. So for people like us who are diverting B-heavy and syrup, we could potentially see a reduction in our overall levy obligation because the calculation has been rationalized.
And then last question is very strong rumors of extremely strong political pressure from MLAs and MPs for an increase in cane price this year, I mean, it was widely assumed that next year, of course, we'll have a 10-15 rupee rise. But I've been hearing a lot of stuff about this year also. Now, I know you can't say much on the record, but what is your personal feeling about all this? Do we get away with no rise this year, or do we see a small rise? Just a personal call.
Personal, I can't tell you what my call would be, Amber, but my hope is that we don't have a price. But, you know, we too are hearing the rumors and too, I mean, you have to just wait and watch. No comments on the feeling. I can just tell you our hope.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I think you guys are going through a tough time. I wish you much luck coming out of it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amber. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Pawaskar from Sharekhan Limited. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So my question is again on the sugar production for us. So you just mentioned that the yields, the recovery rate is lower. So earlier the expectation was there would be some kind of, you know, a mid-single digit kind of a increase in production for the current sugar season. So considering the lower recoveries and yields, should we expect the production to be lower again for this season, or you still hold on to your, you know, earlier, you know, commentary of around, you know, mid-single digit kind of a production increase for the current sugar season?
Kovishka, sorry, if you can just, are you talking about the industry or about ourselves?
For us.
Okay. So, yes, see, we do hope we will be able to make good some of the reduction and recovery in the first part of the season. We do expect to have a higher crush rate, but please keep in mind, we are diverting substantially more sugar into, I mean, cane into ethanol. We will be diverting considerably higher quantity from last year. Last year, we diverted about 2 lakh tons of cane equivalent into ethanol. This quantity will be substantially increased. So, sugar equivalent, we could be marginally higher. But overall sugar production would definitely should be lower on account of higher diversion of ethanol or cane into ethanol.
Got your point. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead. Mr. Saket Kapoor, please go ahead with your question. Your line is unmuted. Mr. Saket Kapoor, may we request you to unmute yourself if muted from my handset? As there is no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Nimish Sheth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, Gautam and rest of the team. First of all, your results are timely, so that's really appreciated. I think that's, something that you should continue doing, as you have in the past. You mentioned your sugar inventories at 36. I think you mentioned why the cost is high, and I think you indicated going forward there's a chance that it may come down a little. I think I get the reasons around poor recovery in the cane. So what is the outlook for production this year for the company? Are we going to have a higher production, flat production year on year? What is the outlook?
So, hi, Nimish. Thank you for your compliment and thank you for your good wishes. So as I was mentioning earlier, Nimish, you know, we do expect to crush higher cane than last year. But we also expect to be diverting a substantially higher portion of cane into ethanol manufacturing.
Okay.
So, I mean, in today's scenario, when you talk about production, is it a, you know, when we look at production, it's a combination of sugar and ethanol. We do hope to produce more of this combination. But sugar production would definitely be lower.
Okay. One question on Dampur International. It has recorded a revenue of 54 crores for the quarter, I think. Is it for the quarter?
Yes, this is for the quarter on account of sugar, yeah.
This is for this quarter.
Is this where you're, means you're exporting it through this subsidiary? How is it working? Wow. What is the reason for this spurt in revenue at Dampur International?
So, DAPL has been the subsidiary in the overseas phase of the company for last 10 years.
So, Nimish, if I can just, you know, as we just mentioned, we commissioned a pharma-grade unit of 700 tons per day, and yeah. We are looking to support our entire obligation in the form of refined sugar. So, DIPL is a vehicle we are using to export because this allows us, gives us the opportunity to hedge our sugar in the international market.
Okay.
So, yes, bulk of our sugar which will be exported will be...
Pharma-grade sugar is going to get exported, basically.
A lot of our pharma-grade sugar will get... We should be able to produce more than our overall export obligation, catering to some of the domestic institutional buyers. But let's say majority of it will be exported this year.
Okay. And Dampur International is what, like the commission agent? The profits will sit in the Indian subsidiary or will sit in Dampur International?
Yes. So, it's a major profit will come in the parent company in India. So, okay. It's 100% subsidiary of Dampur. Ultimately, it will get consolidated with the parent company in India.
Noted. Okay, I have one housekeeping question. If you see the last page of your results, in the segment results on sugar, for example, you have this a line which says less unallocable expenses. And there's a spike year on year from 8.4 crores to 21 crores. So what is the result? What is the reason for this spike in unallocable expenses?
So... Nimish, as you are aware that the cost, the expenses which cannot be overloaded on the manufacturing of sugar. So, so this is the balance amount. And this balance, the reason increase of this amount from last year to this year is on account of the headcounts and the salary increase and the inclusion of the director salary.
Okay. Got it. And...
post demerger, a lot of expenses which were director remuneration is now part of DBOL, which was not there earlier in these three
okay.
over these three
got years. Got it. Okay.
And commission also. So and HO expenses are now being allocated directly.
Okay. Two last questions. One is on dividend. Usually I think Dampur used to give dividend in the third quarter. Is that a change now and you'll be giving it annually once annual results are out? Is that what we're going to do now?
I think it's we are still debating. Let the season progress. You know, we obviously were not very excited about the Q3 performance.
Okay.
But we do see the situation improving and the board is discussing this. So I will not be able to give you any concrete answer to your question at this point, Nimish.
Okay, sure. And the last question on CapEx. We were expecting you to, you know, give us some sense on the way forward if any decisions are being made for expansion in ethanol or any capacity. Is that something that's going to be delayed because of cane-related issues? Or
cane
were not connected?
Yes, sorry, Namit. No, definitely there is a connection. But yes, on cane-related issues, we are bullish on account of increase in area. We do believe we should be able to get this pest matters in control. We've been taking a lot of action on this from last year. We are seeing some positive results. We are continuing to explore increasing. I think the biggest big question here will be increasing our ethanol capacity.
Correct.
Sugar capacity is not really so much. We have adequate capacities. There could be de-bottlenecking going forward. We are considering this. We are actively debating it internally. What would be the most opportune time to look at increase in ethanol capacities and also maybe look at other related products down the line? Hopefully, we will be discussing this internally along with our board and then coming out with our concrete plans going forward.
Perfect. Thank you. Wishing you all the best. I know it's a tough year, but wish you all the best. I think you guys will bounce out of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Hello. Hello,
sir. Yeah. So my question is that, so like you gave us, so it's like 312,500 KLPD in terms of B heavy. So what are, in terms of liters, so how much are we expected to produce?
So it is 312,500 liters per day capacity.
Yes, sir. And how many days of production is expected in a year, sir?
We have permission to produce for up to 350 days, and we are working hard and trying to ensure we max out our production. Barring any unforeseen circumstances, we hope to produce for 350 days.
So can we expect, sir, like 10 crore liters of ethanol in a year? So just like a ballpark figure?
Fingers crossed. We hope to do better than that, but fingers crossed.
And sir, this does not include our levy molasses or our country liquor?
No, this would be the overall alcohol production. Then whatever is our levy obligation, we'll have to produce equivalent ENA, which we will divert for country liquor manufacturing.
Okay, sir. So this includes the ENA as well as the ethanol part?
This is the government mandated capacity that we can produce.
Okay. And sir, the ENA part would be about 18 to 20% is what you just said.
Yeah, roughly about 20%.
10%.
Okay. So roughly about, this will be roughly about roughly, let's say 11% roughly.
Roughly at 11% of this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last question, which is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible, sir. Hello.
Yes. Namaskar,
Saket ji. Yes, sir. Firstly, as this is our first call, if I'm not wrong, sir, we would like to understand the differentiating factor for our company. What are the steps currently that the management or the work we are doing for which the results would appear going ahead, especially for the improvement in margin?
Sakshi, sorry, this is not our first call. This is our third call. The question is, you know, as our name indicated, we are working very hard to look at optimizing our capacity utilization and value addition using all our, you know, with all the opportunities cane produces. For example, we looked at commissioning a farmer unit this year, specifically earmarked for export and for domestic institutional customers, which will give us a higher sugar realization. We are maximizing our ethanol. Then country liquor came into place, and we worked hard to, in a very short span, we are at least able to supply our entire levy obligation directly rather than selling molasses. Currently, as we discussed, our big focus will be on account of improving our sugar recovery through cane development efforts, which will further improve our margins. We worked hard on improving our steam efficiencies, which have resulted in higher bagasse savings over last year, which are resulting in a higher, you know, revenue from bagasse sale. So we continue to look at all the opportunities available to us, whether it is value addition, whether it is expansion, whether it is, you know, addition of new capacities of ethanol and things like that. And going forward, we do believe we will be improving both our margins and our overall, and be a steady growth company.
So when we look at the margin profile, what should we factor in going ahead? And there is also the seasonality factor that plays on a quarterly basis. I think so. Q4 would be traditionally better than what Q3 are. I think, correct me there, sir, if I'm wrong. So, if you could give us the... Yeah, sir.
So, Q4 definitely on account of cost of production, the recoveries are always better. So, that improves. We have a steadier, you know, we have a longer season. I mean, that's a 3 month of sugar season as compared to 2 months of the new season. So, what is in our control? I mean, really, one is the sugar prices. There is an element of the macro view. Recovery, we have to work hard towards improving our cane development activities. And the right product mix, you know, maximizing ethanol, running the plant efficiently. In today's scenario, that would be probably the something that which is directly in our control, which we are continuing to do. and we hope our margin will further improve because we have a substantial portion of sugar which we will be exporting in this quarter, which will have a which has a higher realization as compared to the domestic production.
Okay. What is the exported quantity, sir, that we have contracted?
Our export orders, you know, our export quota was 0.76 lakh tons. We exported about 0.1 lakh tons in this quarter. So the balance sugar should be exported in the next quarter. Bulk of it, maybe, you know, most of, there could be marginal quantities spilled over, but we are working hard to export most of it in this coming quarter.
So 0.6 lakh would be done. 6 lakh tons would be done for the next quarter.
0.6.
Yeah. 0.65. Over the next quarter and spill over to Q1, if any.
Okay. So when we look at this other expenses line items, sir, how should one read the 79 crore rupees? Whether it's commensurate with the revenue or there is some one-off item that has been factored for this quarter?
Going forward, you may have these kind of expenditure only because these expenses are more or less fixed nature expenses. And these, as compared to last year, the figure is coming because of post-demerger. Right, because of the head office actual expenses, mainly the salary part and the and other fixed expenses, which are lying in the books of Dhampur Sugarmills Limited.
As you are aware, Saket, we had a demerger in the results of which now
Saket, yeah.
So now, you know, the demerger has been completed. This is the third month of the demerger.
Third May 22,
the demerger got completed. So a lot of the expenses which were allocated over five units and then the overall DSML balance sheet will now, some of them will become, you know, will, there won't be a direct deduction. There will be some fixed cost increase in the DBOL books, which are coming into this nature.
Okay, so this will be, this line item will behave closer to this 879-80 crore on a consistent basis. I just wanted to understand the nature of these other expenses reoccurring again.
So 9 months expenses, if you see, more or less, if you see the 9 month expenses are
150 crores.
Not 150 crores. So 9 months, if you see, only the 37 crores of expenses, unallocable expenses, right? So
I'm referring to line item H.
H.
Yeah, if you take the line item H for the quarter, it is 79 crore, and if you take the 9 months, it is 14999.
So these other expenses mainly on account of variable cost. Part of that is variable cost, and this is in line with the increase in turnover. If you see, the turnover has almost doubled. So increase in other expenses in line with the increase in turnover. Some of that expenses is part of fixed expenses that will not increase, but variable expenses will increase in line with our turnover.
Okay, so they will appear. So this should dent the margins. And my understanding was, this line item will have a larger impact on the margin profile. So that's what the reason I was,
yeah. These expenses will increase in commensurate in line with the turnover increase.
As we produce more, as we
sell more, yeah.
So whatever are the variable expenditures will definitely go up.
So the selling expenses, the variable, all variable consumable and packing expenses are part of this, other expenses.
Right, sir. And the last point is, sir, how is the mix going to change, money, between this biofuels and the sugar profile for the coming years, or whether it is too shorter duration to commit? What the mix is likely to be?
Saket, if you recollect, last year our distillery enhanced capacity of our distillery commissioned in the month of January.
January.
And so we had some part of our season where we could not utilize the early part of our season. We did not have the advantage of this enhanced capacity. And there were some teething troubles for which we had to take a shutdown of our distillery in the month of July for about a month. This year, our distillery has been running efficiently. I mean, post that shutdown, our distillery has been running with the desired and optimum parameters. And we hope to maximize the ethanol production. and therefore we will be diverting more cane either in the form of syrup or in the form of BHV as compared to last year. So as I mentioned earlier, we will be crushing more cane, but our overall sugar production will go down on account of
more
diversion into ethanol and also because of reduction in recovery over last year.
Thank you, sir, and hope to connect again.
Thank you very much.
And all the best. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be taking the one final question, which is from the line of Jaspreet Singh from BA Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Sir. Good evening, Jaspreet ji.
Yeah. sir, you mentioned that your cane area has gone up and apparently the crushing will go up this year. And along with that, the gross recoveries have fallen down. So first question is that at the C molasses basis, do you expect the juice to be at the same level as last year or a bit lower or higher?
The juice should be similar to last year. The amount of potential cane, the sugar and TRS in the juice has come down.
It will be more or less the same.
The juice will be the same, but the, but the TRS and sugar in that will, is lower than last year.
So what does it mean?
Basically, sir, juice mein jo hamari kaam ki cheez hai, the sugar and the reducing sugar which can yield either sucrose or ethanol, that is down from last year on account. And so that is the effect that has the adverse effect for us.
Okay, that will be lower. And in the beginning of the call, I think you mentioned that this pest infestation which has happened, it will take 1 or 2 years to overcome. So do you expect this thing to continue for next season also?
Well, we are very hopeful to have got, as I mentioned, that we are very hopeful we would be able to, we are working very hard and we are very hopeful we should be able to eradicate it or be close to eradicating it in this coming season itself. And we are also working very hard to introduce new varieties and, you know, front-ending all those efforts. So, you know, we are hopeful we will have a better situation next year as compared to this year.
Okay. And may I know what is the dominant variety right now which you are using? 0238?
Currently, it is pretty dominant variety is 238. And the newer varieties in question and the work in which work is going on very seriously is 118. And 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15 So not next season, but we hope to have sufficient in the next 2 years. We do hope to have sizable quantities available of one of the of these varieties, which will make a materialistic impact on the cane crushed. Next year the quantities will be more, will be earmarked mostly for seed for the following year.
Okay, okay. And as you mentioned that the area under sugarcane has gone up, how much has it gone up?
Well, there are two things. The area has gone up by about, you know, for the overall group, it has gone up maybe about 5%, about 3 to 5%. But we have worked hard to increase our drawal. The diversion that used to happen to other, you know, good Khansari, our farmer outreach, our steady crush rate has overall increased our drawal, which we think that will have a positive impact overall in our cane availability.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, friends. That was the last question in queue. In case there are any further follow-up questions or any unanswered questions, my email ID is there on the invite. Request you to send your queries and we'll take them up with the management. I'd now like to hand over the conference to Mr. Goyal for his closing remarks. Thank you. And over to you, Gautam.
Thank you, Naveen. I think we'll let Naveen do the honors.
Yeah, thank you, Gautam, and thank you, Naveen. And on behalf of Dhaupur Bioorganics Limited, we would like to thank you, all of you, taking time out for this conference call. And if you have any queries, further questions, please feel free to contact us either by way of mail or telephonically. You can also visit our website, dhaupur.com, and post your queries you have. We'll get back to you as soon as possible for us. And thank you very much once again and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.